With KBCR News, I'm Yvette Walker. This is IE Latino Voices, where we invite representatives from Latino-led and Latino-serving organizations to share their stories and their impact in our region. Joining me today is Dr. Cecil Benitez, radiation oncologist with City of Hope. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Benitez.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have you always been in the field of cancer treatment?
No, I actually started my journey wanting to be a scientist, and I wanted to cure diabetes. So I actually did a PhD in developmental biology at Stanford prior to applying to medical school. As much as I love science and the creativity that goes behind it, I felt like that interpersonal relationship was really missing. And so I started volunteering at a free clinic where I was a Spanish interpreter. And there I met the loveliest patients, and I felt like they were so grateful. And at the end of the day, I just felt really happy. And I felt like, okay, I think this is a better fit for me more long term.
Can you share a story of a patient that you felt you were able to intimately and truly support?
Yeah, a lot of my patients are going through a very hard time, right? They're getting diagnosed with cancer. And so a lot of my patients, especially like my Spanish-speaking patients, which majority of my patients tend to be, they're always so grateful that I speak the language and that I'm able to really walk them through like all of their treatment options, what to expect with radiation. When they tell me that, you know, I'm the first doctor that they've seen that's spoken to them in their language and that they feel like they actually understand what's going on with the care, that brings immense satisfaction.
You cover a multitude of cancers, but you mostly see breast and cervical cancer. Can you share a bit about some symptoms we should look out for in breast and cervical cancer?
For breast cancer, things to pay attention to are any new masses, any new lumps or bumps that you notice in your breast. If it's painful, sometimes you can get some pain in the breast without actually noticing a mass. Any nipple changes, any kind of like tethering or like skin changes that you're noticing, like dimpling. Sometimes you can also get discharge from the breast. So like any kind of bleeding or like those are things that can often be an early sign of breast cancer. For cervical cancer, sometimes you can get more bleeding or pain as well. So for bleeding, if you're still getting your periods, sometimes you may notice bleeding between periods. If you're postmenopausal, so all your periods have stopped. If you get any kind of bleeding, that's always a sign to get it checked out by your doctor. There might be something within the cervix or within the endometrium, and so that's something that a doctor needs to assess you for.
What are preventative efforts that can be taken to identify these cancers in women?
So for breast cancer specifically, mammogram is going to be key, right? So usually we start screening around the age 40. If you do have a family member that was diagnosed with breast cancer and they were younger, then that's also a reason to, you know, reach out to your primary care doctor, because then you might need screening earlier than age 40. Obviously, if you notice any masses or the symptoms that I discussed, then you don't need to wait for that screening mammogram. Just go straight to your physician. For cervical cancer, there's a vaccine that is against HPV, which is a virus. And then there's also the pap smears that are done at either your primary care's office or your gynecologist's office.
Do you have tips for those that are navigating a cancer journey through the healthcare system?
I feel like a lot of the things that I see that just break my heart have a lot to do with, you know, advocating for yourself. The hardest stories are when I see people that have very advanced cancer and they'll tell me that, you know, they had some biopsy 3 years ago that they thought was negative because no one reached out to them. No one told them that there was cancer there. So they basically just assumed that because they never heard back from the physician or the physician's office, that they were fine, which is not necessarily the case, right? So making sure that you're getting the pathology results or the report. Those reports are not necessarily written for the patient, they're written for the physician. So if you don't understand what that report is, the physician should be going through that report with you and explaining it to you.
What is the best way to connect and ask you any questions?
The main person will be your primary care doctor or a gynecologist. If you have any questions related to cancer specifically, I practice in the Upland area as part of City of Hope. You're always welcome to reach out and schedule an appointment if you want as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise and all of these preventative measures we can take to hopefully get early treatment for the onset of breast cancer or cervical cancer.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me.
My guest today has been Dr. Cecil Benitez, radiation oncologist with City of Hope. Join us again next week for IE Latino Voices. You can find this story and others on our website at kvcrnews.org/IELatinoVoices. IE Latino Voices is produced by KBCR Public Media and is funded by generous support from San Antonio Regional Hospital. Here for life. For KBCR News, I'm Yvette Walker.